This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey. I'm back. And I'm so sick of people griping about the weather, okay? I swear this podcast is not going to turn into what grinds my gears. I have zero prompts prepared for today. And even though two beautiful deer crossed my path this morning, I'm irritated. I'm just a little irritated. Finn is a little crabby. And it seems like every single adult I talk to is griping about the weather. Okay, not every single adult. Thank you to the ladies who went belly dancing with me last night. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get together and shake our stuff. Why are we all complaining about the weather? I mean, I guess we can all find reasons to complain about the weather, sure. But can we just break this down for a minute? The weather happens, boom. And I guess besides the, you know, little things adding up to big things with like global warming or whatever, like there's nothing we can do right now about the weather. The weather happens. It's never rained forever and it's never been sunny forever. I live in Maine in the US and we have four gorgeous seasons. The weather's changing all the time. Just like us, the emotions come and go. Some are the same, some stay for a long time. The storms are long, the storms are short. We don't necessarily control them as in like control the triggers that might set off a storm. What we have, where our power is right now, right now, right now. The past does not exist. The future does not exist. It's never going to be then. It's never going to be tomorrow. It's always right now. So we get to feel how we want right now. You get to choose what you focus on to elicit the feeling you would like. And you can change your focus at any moment. Even if you're all tied up and bound, you can choose the movies you're playing in your head. You can choose the thoughts. You can choose things that put you at ease or that cause dis-ease. And so it might not seem like a big deal, but to gripe about the weather, you are using your precious moment. You're using the only time there is right now to complain about something that's out of your control. That's what you're going to use your precious time to do? Not me. I don't remember the last time I griped about the weather. I love the cold. I love the snow. I love the rain. I love the sun. Actually, I do. I get a little grumpy when it gets warm. You can only take so much off, you know? So I live in Maine for a reason. I, you know, really relish when fall comes around. It's my favorite. But how would I know that without the contrast? How would I get excited for it unless I let go of it for a while? Right? So all we have is right now. Now is the only time there is. What is the moment for? What's this moment for? This moment creates the next one. And the next one. I'm watching a hummingbird zip around the lilacs and the burning bushes. They're not burning. They're green. They just tend to turn red later in the year. So I think they're called burning bushes. So we've got one moment. We've got one flashlight. Shine it on something you want to grow. Your disdain for the weather, do you want that to grow? Focus on something you want to grow. Even if it's, I don't know, cute little videos that you like to watch, or a flower, or your pinky toe, because it's so cute and you love it, or a friendship. You could write a letter, you could just think about a person. Just find something that you like, that you want to grow, or a feeling that you feel when you focus on something, or, you know, shine your light on something. You are holding that flashlight. You are here in each moment. You get to focus on what you want. And I've just noticed we have had rain. I mean, it's not raining right now. I really am not noticing it like everyone else is noticing it. Everyone's like, it's raining all the time. It's all we've had is rain and rain and rain and rain. And I'm like, I don't feel that way. I don't, because I don't look at every weekend and go, it's going to rain again. Look at that. It's going to rain this weekend. It's going to be nice all week. And it's going to rain this weekend. It's going to be nice all week. And it's going to rain this weekend. I bet it's going to rain every weekend. It's going to be Oh, gosh, I'm so tired of it, you guys. But guess what? I don't typically focus on it. So go ahead. Keep complaining. I'll look at the hummingbird in the lilacs. I'll come and smell a lilac. Right? I just went off on that little bip, bip, bip. I can feel it in my body. I'm being silly, but I'm not kidding. I could feel the grumpiness stirring in me as I was just griping about people griping. And now I'm barefoot on my lawn and I'm walking towards this gorgeous lilac still in full bloom. I'm not afraid of my newfound allergies. It feels so good. It smells so good. Is there something that you like the scent of? Your deodorant, a fresh cut lemon, something inside, outside? Take a minute. Smell it. Let's do a meditation together. Okay? So, you could be standing, sitting. You could be twisted into a pretzel for all I care. I want you to settle. Just settle in. If you're driving or cleaning, just be here now. Be here now. And find a way for your body to be comfortable and find some sort of alignment. Our bodies have natural curves. Our spine has a natural curve. Let the natural curves happen. Relax. And find your alignment. Your head will be over your heart. Your heart will be over your hips. And you can free up your spine a little bit. Let your spine have space between each vertebra, some space. close your eyes or keep them open. If you're driving, I certainly recommend you keep them open and on the road. Or maybe focused on the space between what you're looking at and your eyeballs. Could see more that way. Maybe. All right, now whether your eyes are open or closed, whether you're standing or sitting, doing or not doing, let's use our imaginations, all right? So, I'm closing my eyes. And I'm gonna picture myself in a field, okay? So picture yourself in a field that's perfect for you. So the grasses or whatever it is on the earth, they're perfect for you, they feel perfect. You are in clothing that feels so comfortable and perfect for you. And in your perfect field, you look, and there is your perfect tree. Make your way over to the tree, to your perfect tree. Say hello. Touch the tree. Touch the tree. Stand or sit or lay down with the tree. Touch the grass, touch the earth. Feel what's underneath you. Feel your tree. Is your back leaning up against it? Can you just feel its presence sitting or standing next to you? And you look around this field, and it's completely enclosed by the perfect forest, the perfect trees, plants, animals, whatever it is that's perfect in your field. You look and it's lined. It is completely yours. You feel like it's just you and your tree and the forest holding you. And as you're scanning, you remember there's a door, there's a gate. You can see the little metal latch shining through the green stuff. And so, let's leave our tree, we'll be back, and let's walk over to the gate. You know this gate. You know what it's made out of. You know how the latch works. So, touch the gate. Open that door. And walk into the forest. This is your forest. You're safe here. You're safe and you're loved and it feels good. And you can touch the earth and you can touch the trees and all the other plants. If you want to see animals, they will show themselves to you. You can hear some water. Go towards the water. You're walking in your forest. That's perfect for you. The sights, the smells, the sounds, the weather. It's perfect. And we're walking toward a stream. You know this stream. You love this stream. And we're gonna go downhill a little bit right to the bank of the stream. Are you near the water yet? Find a place to sit. Is there a nice big rock, a patch of earth, moss, a chair? Have you brought a bench down there? Either way, have a sit by the stream. And just let go. Let go of everything and let that stream run in front of you and feel it run through you. This is your stream. After a little while of enjoying the flow, the sound, the shimmer, of the water. You look across, and someone's coming to join you. They're walking towards you. Pretty soon, they'll be right on the other side of the stream. As they come close, you realize it's you. Look how beautiful you are. You came to join yourself at the stream. Say hello. Look at you. Light up. You're so bright. And this version of you that came to the stream today has a question. You came to ask yourself, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? You came to sit with yourself by the stream. To picture what you want. What do you want? I want you to picture it. I want you to conjure an image of what you want. Sit with yourself by the stream. And picture in your mind's eye what it is you want. A vision of the future. A dream. A desire. Picture it. Keep picturing it. Keep picturing it. See yourself. See yourself in the future. See the dream come to fruition. And let the feeling creep in. How would it feel? How would this future feel? Take your time. Change the image as much as you want. Tweak it as much as you want. Conjure it as many times as you want. Before you leave the stream today, look right into your eyes, right at the version of you who came to meet you today. Look right across the stream, right into your eyes, and say, I love you. I love you. I'm here for you. I've always been here for you. I'll always be here for you. And I know that you're here for me. And you've always been here for me, and we can always meet here. We can always meet here and remember who we are. We can always meet here and use our imaginations to conjure the vision of the future. And so, when it's time, say goodbye to yourself, and we're going to head back. We're going to head back through the woods. So it's uphill just a little bit from the water. Go uphill. Do you have shoes on or not? How does it feel? Are you happy you met yourself today? Are you still thinking about the vision of the future you conjured by the stream? Keep walking until you find the gate. You know the gate. You know how the latch works. In fact, you left it open. It's a little open. Look at that. So, creep on through it. Latch the gate. And then look back in your field. Your perfect field. I'm looking for the plane that's flying overhead. I'm in my field. I'm touching the grass. And I'm headed towards my tree. Look around your field. Feel the grass, the moss, whatever earth is underneath you. Go to your tree. Touch the tree. You can smell the tree if you want. And then relax. You can sit down, lay down, lean your back against the tree, or just know it's right there, standing, sitting next to you. You can come back to this field whenever you want. I come here often. Thanks for coming here often. Let's keep it that way. I'll see you tomorrow. Love ya.